全国英语等级听力考试强化训练第二集，
模拟试题23。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
May I speak to David Jefferson?
I'm sorry, nobody by that name works here.
Text 2.
Walter, have you finished your article? Mr. Wilson's waiting for it.
I shan't be long.
Text 3.
Would you like a day course or an evening course?
Well, it has to be an evening course, since I work during the day. Text 4.
We have many kinds of holidays and festivals in a year, don't we?
I cannot count them, but in my eyes, holidays have lost their significance. People these days spend all their holidays eating and shopping.
Text 5.
May I see your boarding pass, sir?
Yes. Where is 51F?
Go straight to the back, sir. Another stewardess will help you.
Thank you.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读2遍。听第6段材料，回答第6至7题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
Text 6.
What are you looking for, Maggie?
My jacket. I'm going to the doctor.
Why? What's the problem?
I'm not sure, but I don't feel well.
Do you have a fever?
No, I don't think so, but I have a pain in my chest.
What time will the doctor see you?
10. I'm afraid I have to leave now. It's 9:30 already. Bye.
Goodbye. I hope it's nothing serious.
Thanks. See you later.
What are you looking for, Maggie?
My jacket. I'm going to the doctor.
Why? What's the problem?
I'm not sure, but I don't feel well.
Do you have a fever?
No, I don't think so, but I have a pain in my chest.
What time will the doctor see you?
10. I'm afraid I have to leave now. It's 9:30 already. Bye.
Goodbye. I hope it's nothing serious.
Thanks. See you later.
听第7段材料，回答第8至10题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Text 7.
Hello, may I have your boarding pass?
Here you are.
Your seat is in the middle of the plane, row J on the left. It's the non-smoking section. Is that what you requested?
Yes, that's fine. Excuse me?
Yes?
I'd like to order cocktails.
I can take your order now, but you'd have to wait until the plane takes off to be served.
Okay.
Do you want headphones for the movie?
I surely do. By the way, I want to go to San Francisco. What should I do when I arrive in L.A.?
I'm afraid you'll have to transfer in L.A. Hello, may I have your boarding pass?
Here you are.
Your seat is in the middle of the plane, row J on the left. It's the non-smoking section. Is that what you requested?
Yes, that's fine. Excuse me?
Yes?
I'd like to order cocktails.
I can take your order now, but you'd have to wait until the plane takes off to be served.
Okay.
Do you want headphones for the movie?
I surely do. By the way, I want to go to San Francisco. What should I do when I arrive in L.A.?
I'm afraid you'll have to transfer in L.A.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 8.
Have you read Robinson Crusoe?
No.
It is a story about the adventures of a sailor. His ship sank and he was left on a deserted island. Robinson Crusoe was based upon the experiences of a man called Alexander Selkirk, who had been rescued after spending 5 years on a deserted island.
Who wrote it?
Daniel Defoe.
Can you tell me something about him?
He was the son of a London butcher called James Foe.Daniel changed his name to Defoe because it sounded better. Defoe wrote several other novels. He also wrote many short books and newspaper articles about the problems of the day. Defoe was in prison several times, mostly for debt. Much of his best work was written in the last 15 years of his life.
Oh, I will read it.
Have you read Robinson Crusoe?
No.
It is a story about the adventures of a sailor.His ship sank, and he was left on a deserted island. Robinson Crusoe was based upon the experiences of a man called Alexander Selkirk, who had been rescued after spending 5 years on a deserted island.
Who wrote it?
Daniel Defoe.
Can you tell me something about him?
He was the son of a London butcher called James Foe. Daniel changed his name to Defoe because it sounded better. Defoe wrote several other novels.He also wrote many short books and newspaper articles about the problems of the day. Defoe was in prison several times, mostly for debt. Much of his best work was written in the last 15 years of his life.
Oh, I will read it.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Text 9.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to change some U.S. dollars, please.
Cash or check?
Cash. What's the rate of exchange?
The rate is 100 American dollars to 72 pounds. How much do you want to change?
700 American dollars. Oh, just a moment. Here you are.
Thank you. That comes to 504 pounds. How would you like it?
Could I have 400 in 20s and the rest in 5s and small change, please?
Here you are. What can I do for you?
I'd like to change some U.S. dollars, please.
Cash or check?
Cash. What's the rate of exchange?
The rate is 100 American dollars to 72 pounds. How much do you want to change?
700 American dollars. Oh, just a moment. Here you are.
Thank you. That comes to 504 pounds. How would you like it?
Could I have 400 in 20s and the rest in 5s and small change, please?
Here you are.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 10.I flew to San Francisco to take care of some business with Mr. Jordan, but as soon as I arrived, I got sick and couldn't meet with him. I had to put our interview off. Then, when I felt better, I thought about visiting him at his home, but he lived too far away. I tried to telephone him during office hours, but he was busy. The secretary said that Mr. Jordan would call me back, but he didn't.I gave up trying to do a new interview because it would take more time and effort than I wanted to spend. 3 days later, I saw a man on the street who looked like Mr. Jordan, and I called out to him. It was someone else. When I returned to my hotel that day, I found a message which said that Mr. Jordan had suddenly gone out of town on some unexpected business. I was sorry I had missed seeing him, but I really enjoyed my sightseeing in San Francisco.I flew to San Francisco to take care of some business with Mr. Jordan, but as soon as I arrived, I got sick and couldn't meet with him. I had to put our interview off. Then, when I felt better, I thought about visiting him at his home, but he lived too far away. I tried to telephone him during office hours, but he was busy. The secretary said that Mr. Jordan would call me back, but he didn't.I gave up trying to do a new interview because it would take more time and effort than I wanted to spend. 3 days later, I saw a man on the street who looked like Mr. Jordan, and I called out to him. It was someone else. When I returned to my hotel that day, I found a message which said that Mr. Jordan had suddenly gone out of town on some unexpected business. I was sorry I had missed seeing him, but I really enjoyed my sightseeing in San Francisco.
全国英语等级听力考试强化训练第二集，
模拟试题二十四，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后。你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Excuse me, do you know where the Browns live?
Yes, it is the third house on the right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.Text 2.
We could go to a ball game this evening, or would you rather eat in a restaurant and then see a film?
I'm afraid I cannot afford the time.
But why? Do you mean you have another appointment?
You see, I really can't make it because my history term paper is due tomorrow, and I'm afraid I'll have to burn the midnight oil.
Text 3.
I want a ticket to London, please, second class.
Single or return? Text 4.
May I take your dinner order now, Mr. Wilson?
Thank you, Joan, but I'm waiting for someone to join me. Text 5.
Wonderful, isn't it?
This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, but in my opinion, the price is a bit high.
Anyway, I like this house.
So do I. Let's ask him to bring down the price a bit.
B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听第6段材料，回答第6至7题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
Text 6.
Kathy, can you tell me about your first holiday away from home?
Oh, yes. When I was 8, I went to Yellowstone National Park with my parents. We stayed at a small hotel. I remember we had honey and porridge for breakfast. It was terrible.
What about your first day at school?
I can't remember much. I was very shy and frightened, but I soon got over it and began to enjoy school.
What about your teachers? Did you have your favorite teacher?
I did. I remember him well. His name was Phil. He was our history teacher. He really made history come to life.
Oh, that's interesting. Kathy, can you tell me about your first holiday away from home?
Oh, yes. When I was 8, I went to Yellowstone National Park with my parents. We stayed at a small hotel. I remember we had honey and porridge for breakfast. It was terrible.
What about your first day at school?
I can't remember much. I was very shy and frightened, but I soon got over it and began to enjoy school.
What about your teachers? Did you have your favorite teacher?
I did. I remember him well. His name was Phil. He was our history teacher. He really made history come to life.
Oh, that's interesting.
听第7段材料，回答第8至10题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Text 7.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. I need to send a fax.
We have a business center, sir. It'll be open tomorrow morning at 8.
Oh, I need to send it now.
No problem. I can send it from our reception here.
Great. Here it is. It's 3 pages. I want to send it to Manchester. How much will that be?
3 pages to Manchester? That's $9.
Fine. Can you charge it to my room?
Certainly.
And your business center. I'll need to send some emails tomorrow.
No problem. There'll be someone there to help you. It's very well equipped. You can buy stationery. We have computers, photocopiers, scanners.
Do you have a laser printer I can use?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. I need to send a fax.
We have a business center, sir. It'll be open tomorrow morning at 8.
Oh, I need to send it now.
No problem. I can send it from our reception here.
Great. Here it is. It's 3 pages. I want to send it to Manchester. How much will that be?
3 pages to Manchester? That's $9.
Fine. Can you charge it to my room?
Certainly.
And your business center. I'll need to send some emails tomorrow.
No problem. There'll be someone there to help you. It's very well equipped. You can buy stationery. We have computers, photocopiers, scanners.
Do you have a laser printer I can use?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Text 8.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
Good morning. Can you help me, please? I'm looking for some books for my mother.
Well, what kind of books does she like?
She's very fond of detective stories.
I see. Has she read any detective stories?
Oh, yes.
Do you know if she's read this one?
I'm not sure, but she probably won't remember if she has. She's very forgetful.
Ah, she has a bad memory. How old is she?
She's 87.
I suggest you take this book. It's very exciting.
Thank you. That's a good idea. She likes exciting books. Can you suggest another one?
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
Good morning. Can you help me, please? I'm looking for some books for my mother.
Well, what kind of books does she like?
She's very fond of detective stories.
I see. Has she read any detective stories?
Oh, yes.
Do you know if she's read this one?
I'm not sure, but she probably won't remember if she has. She's very forgetful.
Ah, she has a bad memory. How old is she?
She's 87.
I suggest you take this book. It's very exciting.
Thank you. That's a good idea. She likes exciting books. Can you suggest another one?
Text 9.
Good evening, sir. I'm the assistant manager.
How nice.
Yes, I'm afraid we've had a complaint from your neighbor about the noise. He's trying to get some sleep as he has an early start tomorrow. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, I see.
Do you think it might be possible to ask your friends to be a little quieter? We do like to give our guests a chance of getting a good night's sleep. It's well after 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologize. I suppose we were talking rather loudly. It's just that we've signed a very important contract. We were having a bit of a celebration.
I'm pleased to hear it. Shall I ask room service to bring you some coffee?
No, that won't be necessary. We were just about to pack up, anyway.
Thank you, sir, and good night to you. Good evening, sir. I'm the assistant manager.
How nice.
Yes, I'm afraid we've had a complaint from your neighbor about the noise. He's trying to get some sleep as he has an early start tomorrow. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, I see.
Do you think it might be possible to ask your friends to be a little quieter? We do like to give our guests a chance of getting a good night's sleep. It's well after 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologize. I suppose we were talking rather loudly. It's just that we've signed a very important contract. We were having a bit of a celebration.
I'm pleased to hear it. Shall I ask room service to bring you some coffee?
No, that won't be necessary. We were just about to pack up, anyway.
Thank you, sir, and good night to you.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 10.An old gentleman whose eyesight was poor came to stay in a hotel room with a bottle of whiskey in each hand. On the wall there was a fly, which he took for a nail. So the moment he tried to hang the bottles on the fly, they fell and broke, and the liquid spilled all over the floor. When the landlady discovered what had happened, she showed mercy to him and decided to do him a favor. So the next morning, when he was out taking a walk in the garden,She told the hotel worker to strike a nail into the wall exactly where the fly had been. When the old man entered the room, the smell of the whiskey made him think of the accident. He took a look at the spot unhappily and saw the fly was there again. He was so angry that he clapped it with all his strength. Hearing a loud cry, the landlady rushed in. To her surprise, the poor old man was sitting there on the floor with his teeth gritted and the palm of his hand bleeding.An old gentleman whose eyesight was poor came to stay in a hotel room with a bottle of whiskey in each hand. On the wall there was a fly, which he took for a nail. So the moment he tried to hang the bottles on the fly, they fell and broke, and the liquid spilled all over the floor. When the landlady discovered what had happened, she showed mercy to him and decided to do him a favor. So the next morning, when he was out taking a walk in the garden,She told the hotel worker to strike a nail into the wall exactly where the fly had been. When the old man entered the room, the smell of the whiskey made him think of the accident. He took a look at the spot unhappily and saw the fly was there again. He was so angry that he clapped it with all his strength. Hearing a loud cry, the landlady rushed in. To her surprise, the poor old man was sitting there on the floor with his teeth gritted and the palm of his hand bleeding.